Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Let's get stuck into it. We've got round six of the National Rugby League. We've got some very important games. First up, this is an interesting one. Knights v. the Roosters. So no changes to the side that won convincingly. Jack Cogger and Jackson Hastings there in the halves. Dylan Lucas still in there. And Greg Marzu named in an extended squad. So he'll be an interesting watch on that one. For the Roosters, no Tedesco, no Walker. Manu to fullback, Watson to 5'8", Keary to 7". Junior Pauga onto the wing for Dom Young. Michael Jennings in there playing his 300th game, and that's come with its controversy. So Zach Docker-Clay onto the bench, Nat Butcher into the second row. Egan Butcher, who's a very good player, out of the 17, Satili Tupanua back to the bench. What's your market on this one, Tristan?
Yeah, this one's seen a bit of movement. Obviously, looking ahead at the markets, the Roosters were clear favourites going into this game, and then when all the injuries and the carnage occurred there last weekend, the game went to Pick'em, and then it opened with us at 3.5. It's now the Knights $1.52, the Roosters $2.55, and 4.5 is the line. So it's moved another point from when the market was released during the week, and 39.5 is the total point. So quite low there, but you know, it's a funny one because the Knights obviously got over the top of the Dragons in very, very rain-affected conditions, and then the Roosters were in a massive hole and came home like freight trains with 12 and 11 men at one point. So it's been a really tricky one to price up. Obviously, a lot of outs as well, and just trying to work out where this game sits.
Yeah, I thought the game was really tricky. I ended up siding strongly with the Knights. But, you know, the Roosters, off losing their last two, and, they were never, ever in that contest and completely out-muscled for mine against the Panthers. And then I thought the first half told the story that their attitude just looked incredibly off. The second half, I'm just not sure if that was all about the Roosters or all about flattering them a little bit. But the key is those injury outs, Jimmy. I mean, it's a total of six now, and it means that, you know, with Walker and Sand and Smith out, that completely changes what they do at six and seven, and a bit of a makeshift combination, and then no Tedesco. Off a short turnaround, they have won their last three in Newcastle. My worry is this is a put-up or shut-up week for the Knights because they're going to get a dry track, they're going to be at home, they only have the one out in Frizzell. Off a couple of really shaky offerings in two of their last three. I mean, I think those wet conditions were just horrible last week. They played them the best. Their kicking game was good, but there's absolutely no form out of that game. They got the Storm two games prior to that off the back of the Storm being horrible in the first half and 13 errors against a weakened opponent. And the fact that their record at home and against the line at home is much, much better. I'm with the Knights, and I think they can cover four.
Yeah, on the other way, I think the Roosters with the plus 4.5, and I look at the strength of their squad, you know, I know Tedesco and Walker, but maybe Keary and Manu, which was the second half combination, is not that much of a downgrade. Some might describe it as an upgrade. So that's the interesting part about that. There is a bit of noise around with this Michael Jennings thing, which I don't think distracts them internally, but I don't mind the forward pack. Crichton's been good in his return. Collins and Warrior Hargreaves. Well, Collins will be better for the run, but, you know, that this is just, they were so, like, to see Luke Keary in that press conference last week and to just see how embarrassed he was by the performance that they put on, no matter the comeback, they were embarrassing. As he said, not appropriate from an NRL standard side, so let alone one of the premiership heavyweights. I like the plus 4.5, the Roosters. Let's get to.
Does that sound like a lunch bet?
Not at 4.5.
4.5? No.
No.
All right. Tristan.
No, I was siding with you, Jimmy, but I thought we might have had a fish in the boat with Jerry because he said he was very keen on the Knights of the line. I thought.
Anything
I'm keen on the Knights to win. Do you want to just, we'll just have a winner?
No, that's not fair.
Oh, okay.
What about 1-2?
No, the old 1-2. No, leave me out of that. Anyway, is that, have I got something in there?
At minus five, I'd be chasing as many 1-2.
Something in that.
Minus five, I'd be chasing as many 1-2s as I could.